All right. Good morning, friends and family. You're here on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Inspirational Call. I'm so glad that you were able to join us this morning and excited because we've been talking about an amazing topic, one that will truly, truly opens us up to think about, what is coming out of our mouths? What are we committing to? What are we saying? And that topic is, mean what you say and say what you mean. How many times have we said that to others? Just want to point that out. How many times have we said that to others? How many times have we said things that you have to go back and apologize for? How many times have we been like, that's not exactly what I meant. You're not hearing me. Well, there's definitely power in our tongue. And the impact versus the intent of our words truly does make a difference. So when you mean what you say and say what you mean, it's really, really important that it aligns with exactly the example that was given to us from Jesus Christ himself. So I'm excited about what we have to go forward on this call. We are here. We are at that 8 o'clock hour, and we are ecstatic that you are joined us, and we are truly looking forward to what is about to go forth, because God's word is an amazing word, and is truly, truly an honor and a joy that we get to come together, fellowship with one another, and share in his word. So those of you who are just joining us here on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Inspirational Call, just want to say thank you. Good morning. Glad that you're here. And we're about to get started on mean what you say and say what you mean. So to kick us off this morning, I would love to introduce Ms. LaTanya. Ms. LaTanya, if you can join us here on the call, open us up in prayer, and then go right in to kick us off with what you have to share this morning.
Good morning, Ms. Sienna.
Good morning. Welcome.
So let us go forward in prayer. Let's bow our heads. Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to all be here on the phone line on this morning, for continuing to provide this platform so that we can be of service to you, dear Father, but more importantly, so that we can hear from you. Take what we've learned, dear God. Go forward, apply it to our lives, but also be a blessing each and every person that you place in our path. We thank you, dear Father, for your grace and your mercy, dear God. And we thank you for continuing to love on us, dear God, strengthen us, and also continue to allow us to fellowship with one another so that we can continue to learn and grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of your word. We thank you for our leader on this morning. We ask that you will just keep us all connected and continue to show us the way that we ought to live for you. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. LaTanya. We'd love to kick off the call this morning with you sharing what you have to share this morning.
Yes, so our topic, mean what you say and say what you mean. I want to just start by posing a question. So have any of us ever met, someone who was constantly saying things like, I swear I'm telling you the truth, or even something like, as God is my witness? I'm guilty of that. I know. I'm sure we can all attest to that, but we all know people that have not kept their word, and if truth be told, some of us have been that person before. I want to share a scripture that comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, and the Bible reads, "Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." The Bible goes on to say in verse 37, "All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." Even in verses 34, 35, and 36, what Jesus is implying in these scriptures is that we are to mean what we say and say what we mean. Because this is the foundation of what being Christian is all about, that we are truthful because God is truthful. And God should always be reflected in our character and also in our speech. So when we give our word, we must also know our limits. We cannot say something and have it mean something totally different and expect those who we are speaking with to read in between the lines. The Bible also says, for every idle word that we speak, that we will have to give an account of it in the day of judgment. So some of us may say that we are well ahead of where we used to be with how we think, speak, and act, but for sure, meaning what we say and saying what we mean is something that we can all improve upon. We ask God to help us to be a man and woman of our word, but most importantly, we have to be obedient to how and what God tells us to do, so that we ensure that our words are reflective of what he would have us to say. And I hope you as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Ms. LaTanya. Just want to open up the floor, actually. You shared some great items this morning. Open up the floor, do something a little different this morning if folks would like to ask questions. So if you would like to ask any questions regarding mean what you say and say what you mean, please go ahead and press star 5. First question I actually had, because I really appreciated what you said, Ms. LaTanya, was when it comes to mean what you say and say what you mean, as a child of God, what exactly does that mean we're supposed to do? In other words, is it okay for Christians to pretend on Sunday and then the rest of the week, the days of the week, not live up to saying what you mean?
No, it is not okay. If we mean what we say and saying what we mean, it means that we're speaking the truth first and foremost, because God is truth, and anything opposite of that is a lie. So when we're going back and forth, or one day we mean what we say and say what we mean, and the next day we don't, we're flip-flopping. So we're basically unstable. We're kind of just all over the place. So we have to be consistent. That's key, you know, in living a life as a Christian or being Christ-like. And, you know, when I say be consistent, that means from one day to the next, even from one moment to the next. And again, I can raise my hand and say that I've lived that life where it's just kind of all over the place. Things are not, you know, consistent or in line with what, you know, God would have us to do or say.
Understood. And for those who are just joining us, we're asking Ms. LaTanya some questions on mean what you say and say what you mean. So star 5 is the way to raise your hand to ask a question. Ms. LaTanya, one thing that you mentioned during what you shared this morning was talking about reading in between the lines. Should we expect to understand what another person is trying to ask or say if they are not presenting it with clarity?
Well, if they're not presenting it with clarity, we basically, a lot of times we have to go off of, or what we have to go off is what they've given us. And if it's not presented in clarity, or if it's not clear to us what they're saying, then we're going to be forced to read in between the lines, as I stated, or make the assumption that what they're saying is one thing when in all actuality it could be something totally different. So, you know, one may have discernment or just be spiritually mature to where they can, you know, make some sort of assumption to say, okay, I knew that's what you meant, but we also have to be, we have the responsibility of, you know, presenting that clarity of being clear in what we're saying so that, you know, we don't force others to read in between the lines or misinterpret what we say.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I have one more question for you. Each and every week we talk about going forward and applying what we've learned. And with this topic, mean what you say and say what you mean, what's one thing that you would suggest we all walk away with this week and apply to our lives?
I would say the one thing that we could all walk away with is knowing that when we say what we mean and we, when we say what we mean and mean what we say, that lines up with, you know, integrity. And integrity is, we know, the state of being honest and having strong moral principles. So again, not shifting the responsibility on someone else to assume this is what we meant, or forcing them to do something like read in between the lines. So mean what we say what we mean. So have that integrity, be whole, be honest, and have those strong moral principles, you know, when we interact with others. More importantly, when we're talking to God, he already knows, but he wants us to be transparent with him.
All right, that's right. We're not to break our oaths, and we are to say yes and no, just as you shared in Matthew chapter 5. So thank you, Ms. LaTanya. Love for us to move forward on this awesome message of mean what you say and say what you mean with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Thank you for opening up for me. And y'all, we've been talking about this whole week, mean what you say and say what you mean, and this is a topic. Let's get some. First of all, the word of God, it applies to self first.
Amen.
If you are in the church building, church house, if you have people around you, it really baffles me when people say you must love yourself first. My question is, much like Satan would say, Peter, I know. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you?
Mm.
See, you have heard love yourself. Now, you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. In other words, if it be real, your words, it should last today, all the way up until the point of Jesus returning. And it should last in heaven as well. You do know heaven is not about self-love. It's about Christ's love. It's about, see, it's about meaning what you said on earth and saying what you mean in heaven. They should parallel each other. Y'all ever seen this? When people show you who they are. Finish that off, Miss Tiana.
Yeah.
Believe them?
No. Well, yes. Show them, yes.
When people show you who they are, believe them. Boy, they like. We can put our trust in flesh and man, right? And if you can't trust man, can you trust yourself?
Come on.
Lest you be born again. If you're not born again, if your mind has not been renewed, what could you possibly, watch this, y'all. What could you possibly say that stands the test of time? Only the things of God stand, in other words, they surpass time. You know, people say only time will tell. Well, when you've been born again, time can never tell. Because now you have an eternal life.
Amen.
In other words, what I say today, I mean tomorrow. Watch this. If you meant what you said and said what you meant, your actions speak louder than your words. Don't you know we have to grow beyond the elementary things, the teachings of God that says, I didn't say that. Do you have to?
Amen.
Do you have to say something in order for you to be making a statement? Do you have to? Because I want y'all to know something. That a form, a type of love is, you know, signs or things of affection when you do for people. You know, some people may not ever tell you that they love you. You may never hear the words, I love you. Let me show you one thing. Can I say it, Misty? I'm going to say it.
Please.
Mean what you say and say what you mean. Women, men, ladies and gents, it's mighty, mighty, mighty important for you to get this and get me good. Hear me clear. Okay? If you keep going by what people say, you will be tricked every single time.
Come on.
God didn't just say it. He spoke it. Uh-oh. And guess what he did next?
Left it.
Yeah, he meant that. He showed us.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he speak Jesus into existence? The problem is we believe what people say because we lack sight of what they do. The problem is we believe in what we say, Miss LaTanya. The Bible says if you judge yourself, no one else can judge you. But we lack sight in what we do because God knows my heart. Here's the problem about it. God knows your heart. And if you meant what you said and said what you meant, wouldn't your actions line up with what you said? See, watch this. God knows your heart. He knows it so much that if you read the Bible and studied it carefully, you will see that unless you be born again, the heart of man is readily wicked. Now, did you know your heart? The Bible clearly says it this way, Miss Tiana. Do not put your trust in man.
Right.
If God tells you don't trust man, do you think he trusts your flesh and your heart?
Not at all.
Why do you think he said hide the word in your heart? Because your heart alone can never mean what it say and say what it means. It's very deceitful. The wicked. The heart is readily wicked. It never means what it says. It always has an ulterior motive. It's sinful. It's evil. It's bad. Huh? Wicked means worthless. The heart is worthless. It's without value. It's wrong. It's cruel. Why do you think he said hide my word in it? In other words, I'm going to change it from sinful to righteous. I'm going to change it from bad to good. I'm going to change it from worthless to full of value. Only because my word is there.
Amen.
Now, when the word of God is in your heart, that means your lifestyle changes. Your heart is your mind, people. Your heart is not your emotions. Your heart is your mind. See, the mind is useless. You ever say, well, y'all seen a commercial before? This is your brain.
Yeah.
This is your brain on drugs. See, when your heart is without God, it's on drugs. It's just fine. You never mean what you say and say what you mean because you just go on with the flow. You'll say something that fits the moment. But just like dew in the morning, as soon as the sun comes up, in this case, as soon as S-O-N comes up, you wither away.
Mm.
Mean what you say and say what you mean. Miss LaTanya, let me ask you a question. Yeah, get it back on the phone. Can you profess the word of God and mean what you say to God, but not mean what you say to people?
No, sir, you can't.
Break it down for me because I want everybody to hear this. In other words, y'all, you can't take a platform and sing holy, holy, hallelujah, lest you be pretentious in front of God. But God knows who you are, and you know who you are. Who we trying to break it down for me?
Well, the way that we treat God is how we should treat others. So if we're telling God one thing, but then we're not telling our brother, our sister, our fellow man the truth of being honest with them, then that's being hypocritical. That's not lining up with his principles and what he would have us to do. And God tells us to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. And loving him requires that we're transparent and forthcoming with him. So we have to be the same with others.
Here's the problem with that, Miss Sienna.
Mm-hmm.
I heard what you said, Miss LaTanya. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I heard what you said. y'all take this. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Okay? When you said you was going to be a Christian, that means I take on the principles of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8. Patience, kind, not jealous, boastful, nor rude. I don't insist in my own ways. In other words, I'm never selfish. See, I mean what I say, and I say what I meant, because I didn't have to say I wanted to be a Christian. See, when I started walking in that direction, I spoke. When I started walking like God, I spoke. When I started trying to think like God, I spoke. When I woke up and said, I'm tired of the devil, I spoke. Now, here's the thing. Do your words hold weight? In other words, if your words don't hold weight in front of God, you know it don't hold weight in front of Satan. In other words, why do you get derailed so easy? Why when life throws you temptation, when the world throws you curveballs, why when you see something with your natural eyes that may appear to be better than God, that you put him to the wayside?
Mm-hmm.
If you meant what you said and said what you meant, what you said in 2003 should apply in 2030.
That's right.
Correct.
So, Ms. LaTanya said it should. Let me correct her on something, Ms. Tiana. Mean what you said, mm-hmm. says to me. The Bible says, how can you love me, someone you have never seen, but can't love your brother that you see on a day-to-day basis? In other words, how can you mean that you love me? Huh?
Right.
How can you say that you love me, but you don't mean it on earth? In other words, take the I should treat people like I treat God, huh? Because you can take that statement completely out of your verbiage. Because now, your love is predicated on your thought pattern of what you think. See, it should be this way. I love people because I love God. And I show my love for God through his people that he placed in front of me. So when I'm honest with God, huh? It's only because I'm honest with people. See, because I can't see God. So I got to use the closest thing to me, my God. Huh? In other words, we'll only start doing people right because I know God is looking. But I'm doing people right because I want God to use me as an example. Huh? Even if you blink, God, I'm going to do people right because I know they're looking. My God. Let me say that again. Mean what you say and say what you mean. See, I don't do people right because I know God is looking. I do people right because I know they're looking. In other words, they're looking at me and they won't. Watch this. They won't. Watch this. When your word means something, the weight of your words, the weight of your actions, when they show you who they are, believe them, I don't have time to be messing up.
Come on.
People will never believe another word I say if I mess up. I can't lie yesterday. I can't lie that last week. I can't lie 3 years ago and then expect them to believe me today. They flesh. I could be telling the truth. But God, what have I done? I messed it up. Watch this. Y'all know it's sad when people believe the sinner before they believe the saint.
Come on. Amen.
Boy, you in the crypt. Listen.
Mm.
You're in a messed up place when you believe the sinner before you believe the saint. Example, people? Good, I'm glad you asked for one. You believe that which has lied, shows you it has lied, before you believe the saint, which has showed you all righteousness, only because of desires. Lord,
come on.
When people say what they mean and mean what they say, shouldn't the outcome be different? In other words,
yes.
Shouldn't the outcome look like God? Lord.
Yes, you
ever miss that? When people... When you said something and you meant what you said, your outcome should look like God if you said it in God. Because when you say something and you meant what you said, in other words, when I say 1 + 1, I know it's going to come out to 2, and I meant 2. I can't say 1 + 1 and then it turn out to 3 unless I was being deceptive.
That's right.
I know a lot of people didn't catch that. I'm about to break it down. The Bible says show yourself blameless. In other words, mean what you say. In other words, live the way that you're supposed to live. And then in the end, they'll see it. You don't have to interpret to them. You don't have to break it down yet. Just live a purposeful life. And in the end, they're going to come to you and say, wow, I see what you meant now. My God. They'll catch it.
Yeah.
They'll catch it. I see what you meant now. Huh? I see what you meant now. They'll start saying stuff like, I ain't see it that way. You know why? Because what happened was your actions, Lord Jesus, caught up, Lord Jesus, with your word, Lord Jesus. In other words, God spoke him into existence, and Jesus had to catch up. And see, now people believe, because he meant what he said.
Amen.
It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to not complete it. You never, see, if you don't complete it, you don't mean it. How do you know you complete it? It got to be a mountain in the way in order for people to see your word has weight. In other words, I need opposition in order you believe how strong I am. Huh?
Come on.
Boy, y'all missed that. Miss LaTanya, I need something broke down that can't make it in order for you to believe what I am. In other words, I said I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there regardless. Ladies, fellas, if God say by all accounts that you're going to have whatever he say you're going to have, I don't care what you do. If God said it, you're going to have it. Because he meant what he said. And see, when you say something and you mean something, what the Bible says, God watches over his word. Yeah, y'all better catch this and get this in your spirit this morning. See, when you mean what you say what you mean, you watch over your word. You protect your word. Anything that tries to get in the way of your word, you destroy it. You spiritual warrior, you destroy it. You spiritual warrior, you destroy it. Because it cannot stop my word. Because when I said it, I meant it. Now,
amen.
If your word come back to you, void, does your doormat say hypocrite? And don't take that word lightly. Because see, people just use it so casually. Like, yeah, I just operate in hypocrisy. No. Because hypocrisy is a lifestyle. Lord Jesus.
Wow.
When you say what you mean, what you say, hypocrisy is a lifestyle. That's not no one event. That ain't no Valentine's Day. Hypocrisy is a 365-day thing. You just don't know it yet. You know why? Because if it wasn't, you would fight against it.
Amen.
Huh? You would fight against it. You know why? Because your name. Huh? Huh? That's all you have is your name. In other words, you have, the only thing that you have is, you know how people say, all I got is my word? Exactly. That's all you have. When you lose your word, let me shake that devil off. Get off me. When you lose your word, you have no more power. Nobody believes anything because if you lack power, you see, when you have power, that means you can influence. That means you have an anointing. That means you can influence. That means when you step, you walk. See, you putting your words into action. That means the devil know I meant what I said, and he know what time it is. Since you blocked it, I'm coming on the scene, Satan. Now, who are you trying to stop from getting this word? You said that I wouldn't make it. I said that I would. I know my car don't work, but why should we get there?
Amen.
Oh, no, don't say no. Don't do that. Don't be hypocrite, huh?
Right.
Boy, y'all follow me?
Yes.
See, when you mean what you say and you say what you mean, you start to shake, rattle, and roll in God. You understand? That means I said it, I'm going to make sure it happens because I mean it. It's not because I want you to believe in me. It's because I want you to believe in the power that God uses through me. So at this point, I'm no longer, I'm not trying to impress God. God has impressed me. So as he impressed me, I need to impress you. In other words, I know we live in a time and day where people's words don't mean nothing, but I'm Christian. I'm peculiar. I'm different. I'm going to show you what it is to say something and follow through.
All right.
Amen.
Because we lack that nowadays, right, people? This is why people have come to the thing that says, when they show you who they are, believe them.
Right.
And that stands to be true, Ms. Latonya. Because it don't matter how much word people talk about. They don't mean none of it, because if they meant it, in other words, y'all know the speed of light? Okay. In other words, isn't it lit on the sun before it's lit on earth?
Yes, it is.
In other words, it will be hotter at the sun before this cold world, right? In other words,
right.
You know, since we're supposed to be the light of the world, huh? The light of the world, let my light shine. I meant what I said. So when God turned me on, he turned me on to great purpose, yeah. He turned me on to great ideas, yeah. He turned me on to a new lifestyle, yeah. He turned me on to the things that are righteous and set before him, yeah. He turned me on. I don't know if y'all know, but when you turned on in God, see, somebody's mind went left. When you turned on in God, somebody's mind went all the way left. When you turned on in God, it's hot. You better not touch it because the light bulb is turned on. And then when it's been turned on for a long time, how you know? Because you can't touch it. See, some people can still touch you only because you haven't been turned on for a long time. But see, a light bulb has been turned on. I know it's not halogen or anything like that. I know it's not LED, but it is GOD light. See, when that light has been turned on, the longer it's been turned on, the hotter it gets. In other words, you just can't get off with your bare hands. So how is it that the world can untwist you and you not mean what you say no more? What's going on?
Come on.
They just missed that. Typically, the only thing that you can take that light bulb off is either it's brand new and you just turned on, or like this. Somebody turned your lights off.
I tell it.
Sometimes it's because you ain't pay a bill. Meaning you ain't all the way in, God. And sometimes it's because you allow somebody to just whoop, flip you off. Because you no longer have weight with your words. So they unscrewed you from your power source. So you would never mean what you say and say what you mean because you're not connected to the right things. Who holds you accountable? Get along with yourself.
All right.
Huh? Miss Tiana, the Bible puts it this way. They go get to those things and they go get things around them that validate their stance.
Yeah.
But how can two people walk together unless they be in agreement? The thing that turns your mind on, woo, thank you, Jesus. The things that turn your mind on, the things that you lust after, the things that you aspire to be like, the things that you want to be connected to, the thing that turns your mind on, the thing that turns your heart on, that is your source. In other words, if it lacks, worth, meaning sin, if it lacks the ability to follow through, if it lacks integrity, what do you think you're connected to? Wouldn't you lack it as well?
Yeah. Yes. Indeed.
You see why we be at odds, Miss Latonya? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You see why? Because something's connected
yes.
and there's not. Huh? Because if you meant what you said and you said what you meant, you should never have to apologize in the first place.
Right.
Oh, y'all caught that? The Bible says God is not a man to where he shall repent nor apologize. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever I said, I meant it. So why would I apologize today about it?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Hold on, watch this. Whatever I did, I meant it. Because I live with purpose, that means I did it on purpose. So why would I apologize for something I meant? The only time you apologize is when you say, well, I ain't mean it like that. No, I meant it just like that. Now, when your level of understanding matures, you'll see what I meant. So when you're a parent, I never apologize to a child for whooping them. See, up until, y'all heard this the other day, I love this. Up until, I love it, Miss Tiana. Up until you mature, you won't ever understand. See, watch this, y'all. I love the analogy. When you're in debt, you better be in debt when you're young. See, young people are in debt. But when you're older, you're no longer in debt. You're debt free. As a matter of fact, when you're older, you start blessing others with inheritance. Lord have mercy. Watch this. Y'all caught that? I mean what I say, and I say what I mean? Watch this. The Bible says when you was a child, you spake as a child, but now that you're an adult, you put away those childish things. Translate that. What he's saying is this, and he meant this. When you're in the world, you act like the world, but when you mature into the things of God, you put away those worldly things. So if you're still playing with the world, you're still immature, and babies don't mean nothing they say.
Amen. Correct.
Lord Jesus. Do we got newcomers on the call? Good. I'm glad you're there. Babies don't mean nothing. They say people in the world don't mean what they say. You playing Russian roulette with your heart because you done gave somebody your heart that don't mean it. And you believe every single, listen, they praise me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. God don't put his trust in flesh. When he tell us don't trust man, you know he don't trust us. He trusts the God that he placed in us. Because without it, we will never mean anything that we say.
Tell him. Amen.
It would always be, when we show God who he is, God should believe us. It's just funny to me how people say, when they show you who they are, you should believe them because that's an outward attack. But then when we show God who we are, we change it. But he know my heart. Charge it to my head, not my heart. No, no, no. Your head is your heart. You don't even know that. Well, I forgot. Everybody forget. Now you want to throw other people? No. See, here's the thing. If you protected your word, you said it, you're going to watch it. If you watch it over your word, if you watched over, that means anything that tries to get in the way of it fulfilling itself at the finish line, you become security guard. And you step in and say, what's the hold up? Oh, no, we got to keep on moving. That means when I spoke it, I said it. Y'all catch this. When you say something and it don't fulfill itself, you never meant it in the first place. Because how is it that your past, how is it that your mama, how is it that your dad, how is it that your lack of finances, how is it that your lack of education, how is it that your lack of the fact that you're black, how is it the fact that you're a woman, how is it that things stop it? If you meant it, nothing should stop it.
That's right.
See, a lot of people will respect the God in you when you actually fulfilling what you say you was going to do. Miss Drea, they'll start respecting God in you because you said this way back in 2009. And in 2019, I'll be doggone. You meant it because look at it, came to pass.
Yes.
So when you say you're done, you should be done. If not, your words, oh, no, wait. It's not hard to understand, people. Until our mind has been renewed, we won't get the things of God. Let me give y'all one scripture before we get off the phone, okay? And we have to have a renewed mind. Y'all know this?
Yes, sir. Amen.
If the mind has yet to be renewed, you will render yourself powerless. To be powerless is to be wicked. Oh, I know some people ain't like that.
Truth.
When God said they have a form of godliness, in other words, they speak a good game, they talk a good game, but they don't mean it. They have a form of godliness, but they deny, my power. In other words, to deny power, meaning they have a form of godliness, but they wicked, y'all.
Okay.
Wicked people set you up. Oh, Lord, Miss Tiana. Wicked people set you up. Oh, Lord, Tiana. They set you up. Wicked people set you up, and you got to be careful, because when you believe the lie and you hurt, you become the lie, because you'll start hurting people. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Right.
In other words,
right,
you'll start saying stuff that you don't mean only because they said stuff that they didn't mean. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Bad company will corrupt good manners. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But when you're righteous, that means you can start influencing the nation just like Satan tries to influence, only because he tries to mimic God. Yes, because if bad company corrupts good manners, that means good company can corrupt bad manners. That means you should be be the light of the world, and you mean everything that you said, and when you start meaning what you say, and you follow through, and you protect it, and you watch over it, people start believing in the God that you serve, and then they want to know the God that you serve, and then they start becoming their miniature gods. In other words, you start working for God. You Christian CEO, but if until you mean what you say, you'll never win souls.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll never win souls. Don't take me getting loud and, oh, Lord, I love that, y'all. No, listen to what I'm saying. Until you start winning souls, how you win souls? If they're lost already, that means you got to meet them in the flesh.
Yep.
People don't believe in that you say until you do it.
Yep.
They're not Christian yet. I believe God before he do it. They're not on that level yet. That means you better say it. Say it to get their attention, but you better do it to win their soul. My God. Let me say it again, Miss Deanna.
Amen.
Say it to get their attention, but do it to win their soul. Now, see, here's the thing. You say less and do more. That means I'm going to say it one time, but now watch my life. Y'all about that. I'm going to say it one time. Now watch my life. You didn't see Jesus come on this earth talking about, I'm going to say, huh? Mm-mm. He just showed you that I'm going to do. See, when you do more and say less, ooh, did y'all catch that? When you do more and say less, now to the Christian out there, you know what I'm talking about, but to the baby, to, you know, because see, Satan sent people on assignment. See, they want to hear the word and they trust the word. See, to the one who said, well, that's why I'm talking about, amen, Mr. Carr, because see, I mean what I say and I say what I mean. I'm just going to stop saying it and I'm going to start doing it. No, say it and then do it. The reason why you don't want to say it is because you don't want to be held accountable. In other words, if I do it, I just do it. If I don't, they can't hold me accountable. But baby, God can. So you might as well say it. See, I announce when I'm coming to the devil. That means you can't stop it, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Jeremiah 17:5, y'all write it down. Y'all going to be blessed with this one. The Bible says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Let me say it again. Cursed. See, the only way that you're cursed is that you lack worship. See, you can't worship. You can't offer God worship nor praise. You cannot worship God nor praise until you follow through with what you said. Well, I ain't saying that.
Mm-hmm.
When God spoke you into existence, you didn't have to. He said it through you. So if you don't follow through on what he spoke through you, because he spoke you into existence, you become cursed. In other words, it should be a life of worship. Let me break it down what I mean so everybody can hear me good and clear. Because I say what I mean and mean what I say. If you are worshiping God, that means your lifestyle, your thoughts, your patterns look like God. Your heart is like God. That means, watch this, y'all. That means heaven gets the glory. In other words, people who didn't see heaven then, they'll see heaven now. Everybody has the opportunity to see heaven when you're present.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my. That means your life should be a part of the Bible, not in a bad way. People should read your life. Mm-hmm. Talking about Ruth, they should be saying you. Talking about Ruth. They should be saying you. Talking about Job, they should be saying you because you meant what you said. In other words, God, you meant what you said, and I'm going to make sure that they believe what you said through my life. Ooh-wee. I'm going to make sure they believe what you said, God, through my life because I'm a living testimony. See, until you start to be a living testimony, meaning being born again, huh? People will never believe you that you're a Christian, that you work for God, that you have been delivered unto God. Huh? And then everything that you do will only last a short period of time because God doesn't watch over our words. He watches over his. In other words, your goals are not his goals. My goals are not his goals. And goals are words. A bunch of words that we didn't fathom in our head, whether we put them on paper, put them in our heart, or said them out loud. The thing is, God don't watch over that. This is why I lack the power. This is why so many people have career changes, because God never intended it for it to be that way. Because, see, nothing should ever change when it was spoke into existence already, and it should always stand the test of time. It should never change. Unless it be changing for God. Mean what you say. Mean. Do more, talk less. Oh, it's okay to say it. It's far better to show it, to win souls. But before you win them, make sure God has won you. Ms. Tiana, let's go ahead and pray.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have woken us up this morning to share in this word. We are grateful that you have provided us a platform in which we can connect with one another no matter where we are. We are grateful that you have given us your son, sent your son, so that we can see the example of exactly the life that we are to live. We are honored that we can talk directly with you. Heavenly Father, this gift of life that you have given us, may we live it out exactly as you intend, and that our words align with yours. We are thankful for this life. We pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great
Amen.
Day. I truly hope that the word of God is beyond a bunch of words. Because if it's not altering your soul, see, it's not on the pastor or the preacher or the teacher or the one who God has provided to, you know, be an inspiration. It is not on them to, you know, shout, get loud, to do backwards flips to get you. No, it's on you. In other words, the same seed that's at Ace Hardware that you can go buy from the same seed is in the same package for everybody. It's funny how some people's gardens grow and others don't. It's not about the seed. It's about the soil. Guess what you are? You're the soil. Now, you shake your ground, you dry it up, you withered. Because when God planted, if it's not growing, it's not because of the seed. It's because of you. Because it's funny how you can have 20 students in the class, huh? And some of them complaining, but the other half over there doing. So it ain't the teacher. It's on the recipient. Stop using words, God's word as a circus. It is not circles of Olay. Well, you need to be entertained. You should mature. You should be mature to where you no longer need pictures. All I need is a word from God. Huh?
Amen.
You shouldn't need pictures in a book no more. All you need is a word from God. That's all I need because I connect to God's word. I fulfill God's word because I am God's word. And he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. That means he meant me. Huh? Because he said me, and because I am his word. See, when you come from God, because he meant it, I mean it. Because he said it, I say it. What he hate, I hate. What he love, I love. Ain't no in between. Ain't no indifference there. I use the word ain't. This word, this man used ain't, yes. Because this is how I talk on a natural. I know exactly what I'm saying, and I meant it that way. You know why? Because no, listen, I would rather be low and preach a powerful word than be high and use, I'm going to show you what time it is because I said what I meant and meant what I said, even from the low life. What people may consider low life, they don't even have a podium. We don't need one. You listening, right? That's your podium. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.